This is Vermont Edition. I'm Bob Kinzel. In just over a week, Vermont's new marijuana law will go into effect. Starting on July 1st, individuals 21 and over can possess up to an ounce of marijuana and grow several plants. It will still be illegal to possess larger amounts of marijuana and to sell it. The Vermont State Police held a special conference this week to discuss their new role regarding the personal use of marijuana, and VPR's Howard Weiss-Tisman was there at State Police headquarters in Waterbury. He joins us now to discuss how the State Police plan to handle this new law. Hey, Howard, great to have you on the program.
Hello, Bob.
So, Howard, we should remind listeners that Vermont did not adopt a so-called tax and regulate model for legalizing marijuana. There aren't going to be any stores selling marijuana and no state tax revenues imposed on the sale of marijuana. So, Howard, how are the Vermont State Police preparing for this significant change in state law?
Well, this press conference was held in Waterbury, as you said, and it was done mostly for members of the media. And it was a pretty packed house there. There were folks from all over the state here. And the Vermont State Police put together what they call a training bulletin for this new law. And this bulletin has all the highlights of the new law and talks about some of the changes the state police will be facing starting on July 1st. And one of the big changes that the police are going to be facing is that it's no longer okay to ask someone to step out of a car if you're smelling marijuana, either smoke or the smell of cannabis. And that was one of the top things in the bulletin, in that if a state trooper stops you on the highway and asks you to roll down the window, today, if they smell marijuana, obviously that's reason enough to search the car. It's reason enough to ask you to get out. But that changes. Now, that being said, there were a couple of takeaways that the troopers were talking about at this press conference. And one of the main things that they said is that driving impaired is illegal now, and it's going to continue to be illegal after July 1st. So that doesn't change. The troopers, it's their main responsibility to keep the road safe, the highway safe, and it's illegal to drive impaired, and it's going to continue to be illegal to drive impaired after July 1st.
Is one of the problems, though, Howard, that it's hard to tell if somebody is driving impaired? There's really no measurement for that?
Oh, yeah, that's going to be a big challenge for them. And that was another thing that they reiterated throughout this press conference, is that this is a new law. There is a lot of gray areas. And something that they said throughout is that whatever happens on July 1st, there will likely be a lot of changes as this law rolls out, as they come up against these issues. As you said, there's no roadside test. The state police employ what they call drug recognition experts, and these are troopers who have received the training who can tell when a driver is impaired. They have about 50 troopers who are trained to do that now. They said they're going to try to get about 10 more trained throughout the state, and these are supposedly people that are available 24/7. And so if a trooper who has not had this training pulls a car over and thinks someone is driving under the influence, they call the DRE in. And as we said, there's still a lot of gray area around this because there's no roadside test. And even if they take a person back to the barracks and they do a blood test or a saliva test and there's THC in the blood, that really doesn't tell them very much. So throughout this press conference, they said that there is a lot unknown about what's going to happen, and they're just going to do their best to keep the road safe.
You know, it's an interesting situation. When you mentioned the trooper who stops the car, goes over to the driver, the window goes down, and all of a sudden there's all this smoke that comes out, and it's very clear to the trooper that this is marijuana smoke. But that's not enough to stop these people?
Well, if they roll down the window and there's a cloud of marijuana smoke, and that is enough because you're not supposed to smoke while you're driving. And there also is something in the law that a passenger can't smoke either. Now, there were some interesting questions asked about what if there's a pipe on the dashboard that is looks like it was just lit or something like that. And the trooper kind of equated that to having an open container in the car. Now, you can go to the store and you can buy a six-pack and you can drive it home, and that's fine, but you can't have an open bottle of beer inside the car. And so the troopers that spoke at this press conference said if they look down and there's a half-lit joint, that could be enough. Another thing that they said throughout that I said previously is that this is going to change over time, and they're going to work with the state's attorney's offices around the state, and they're also going to be following case law. And this is going to play out in the courts, and there are a lot of questions right now, and it might be a little while before we have all the answers.
So you mentioned a passenger in the car. Let's say the passenger in the car is smoking a joint. Is there then concern that the driver will be affected by secondhand smoke?
There is something in this bulletin about that. It's illegal to smoke in a moving car, and it's illegal for the passenger to be smoking. And they do mention secondhand smoke, so yes.
How do you think the state police are viewing this? This is, as you mentioned, there are a lot of gray areas here. Do they feel comfortable with that? What's their sort of overall atmosphere and attitude about this?
Well, something that they said is that they do this all the time, right? The legislature passes laws. The laws are tweaked over the years. So the troopers at this press conference, they were trying to tamp down that idea that this is a sea change in criminal justice and law enforcement around the state. It is a big change. There's a lot of interest in it. There are some gray areas, but the state troopers said that they do this all the time. There are laws written. There are questions about it. Cases go to court, decisions are made, and laws change. And so it's kind of another day at the office for them with the understanding that a lot of people are watching.
And also, it sounds like they feel that they really will be taking cases on a case-by-case basis. There's no sort of overarching policy that it's going to apply in every case.
That's right. It's going to be very different concerning what's in the car, what they find. There were some questions asked about edibles and if someone has a tray of brownies or a case of brownies, how can you prove how much THC is in there? So we keep going back. There are a lot of questions about this.
It will be fascinating to see how these new policies will unfold. If you'd like to see the 10-page state police bulletin about the new policies that will go into effect on July 1st, please visit our website at vpr.net and click on Vermont Edition. We'll also have additional coverage of Vermont's new marijuana law in the near future. Howard Weiss-Tisman is VPR's Southern Vermont reporter who's been closely following the marijuana issue. Howard, many thanks for being on the program today.
You're welcome, Bob.